Welcome to The Savage Truth with Cicely Davis. I am your host, Cicely Davis.
I missed you, Savages. I missed you dearly. Welcome back to The Savage Truth. Cicely here, and glad to have you here with me. Thanks for tuning in. If you're new here, welcome to the channel. Welcome to the show. For those of you who have remained a loyal listener tuning in, thank you so much for your support and for taking the time to tune in. As always, you know my ask. I must ask that you like, share, subscribe, and leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. I really, truly appreciate that. I know I kind of breezed by that little bit of an ask, that ask there, but truly, I really do appreciate it. Really helps us out and keeps us going, and it helps us to connect every week. Let's get into it. Oh, wait, before I do so, I would like to take a quick minute to send some shout outs to some folks, people who have been commenting on YouTube. Like I said, I do go into those and I do watch and I'm paying attention. So thanks for taking the time to do that. Shout out to Diane Milligan 3839. I see you. First timer. Thank you so much for tuning in. I ask that you please share this with others. Thank you again. Truly appreciate your support. Shout out to Lisa Lettle 7337. Glad I was able to clear up the Caitlin Clark controversy for you and kind of get you to understand who Caitlin Clark is. Thank you for taking the time to watch. Hope you continue to do so, and again, to share with others. So I'm moving. You're going to get your girl au naturel today. I'm moving. I'm in the midst of this long, tedious, labor-intensive process of moving, and I'm tired. I'm worn out. I'm bruised. I'm scratched up. I'm sore from all of the moving of the boxes and the lifting. You know, moving is terrible, and it's tough, but in the midst of my moving chaos, I was able to carve out some time to see the disaster known as Joe Biden in the presidential debate last Thursday. Now, I'm not going to analyze the debate or give you my perspective on it per se, simply because everyone has analyzed that to death. And I think that what's really interesting and ironic is that everyone in the country seem to have actually come together on this one issue, that Joe Biden was a complete disaster. It was a victory for Donald Trump, and it's over. It's over for Joe Biden. There's so much to say about last Thursday's debate, and I'm sure you've all been talked to death about it, and you've seen all the analyzation. Everyone's talked about it. I'm past the obvious, right? I'm more focused on what happened to the Democrats last Thursday. What actually happened to Democrats. My call out to Democrats right now is this. My call and my question is, when are you going to give it up? I mean, these last 4 years have been a complete bust for you and your party. A complete bust for you and your party and your agenda. Last Thursday was another day Democrats eating this red crow of I told you so's. I mean, at this point, it's time for us to start calling this out and being more savagely truthful than ever before. I feel sorry for my family members, to be quite honest with you. They're probably very embarrassed after last Thursday. I can safely assume that because I haven't heard from them, right? No one's called me. No one's called to say anything about the debate or want to discuss it. And they haven't posted anything in the family Facebook page, right? I think it's just been a true embarrassment for them. I mean, this is pretty embarrassing for them, my family members. I'm sure for a whole lot of Democrats, as you know, you've seen it across the aisle. On the Democrat side, considering they were so adamant about hating Trump and voting for Biden, especially my family, just to keep Donald Trump out. They were so adamant about voting in the first Black female vice president, that's my family, even though now she's being dragged for her cringeworthy appeal to Black voters on BET, which I'll get into a little later. But the totals of Republican I told you so's have been adding up to last Thursday. And now we have all the Dem networks, CNN, MSNBC, we got the Turks, many of the Democrat leaders condemning and berating Joe Biden for this performance. But it's really about how Joe embarrassed them, right? That's what they're upset about. They're embarrassed. They're upset about how Joe has embarrassed them. And they know that Joe Biden cannot carry the ball up the field and cross the finish line, right? The list, Savages, is pretty lengthy. Let me give you a reminder just so you can kind of know and I can refresh your memory. This is a political list that was dismissed by Democrats and later proven true and valid. A bunch of I told you so. Let's start with the very first and obvious, the Hunter Biden laptop. Initially, the story about Hunter Biden's laptop, which emerged before 2020 presidential election, it was dismissed by many Democrats and some media outlets as Russian disinformation, right? You remember that? Totally dismissed. Even though we had scripts, we had emails, we had texts and actual videos of Hunter smoking crack with women, wielding a gun, it was dismissed. Of course, now he's a convicted felon. We told you so. Let's discuss the lab leak, the theory of the COVID-19. Early in the pandemic, the idea that COVID-19 might have accidentally leaked from a lab in Wuhan, China, as called out by Donald Trump, mind you, was largely dismissed by many Democrats and mainstream media. Again, as a conspiracy theory, Donald Trump and Republicans were called racist and xenophobes and bullies suggesting it. Now, of course, we know otherwise. The efficacy, let's talk about that. The efficacy of masks for the prevention of COVID-19. Many, many, many podcasters and politicians and business owners and doctors and physicians and scientists and other medical scientists, scientific professionals were called out and or lost their licensure or their clientele and their credentials. People lost their businesses. They lost their livelihoods, their reputations, maybe even their relationships with their families and friendships for telling the truth that the masks were ineffective in the prevention of this microscopic virus. Well, since then, of course, recently, we had Fauci come out and admit that there was no real medical or scientific reason or proof for the masks. It was just something that seemed good at the time, right? It's just about getting people to fall in line. He later advocated for mask wearing in schools, despite concerns that long-term mask wearing could cause physical and developmental issues in children, which it did. There was little evidence to support a mandate. Mandate, by the way, is not law. And in spite of people getting the vaccine three times and wearing the mask, they still attracted the virus and spread it to others. He lied. Anthony Fauci lied. And now says he's worried about Americans that they won't listen to recommendations from the CDC on masking in the future. Really? We told you so. Let's talk about the IRS targeting conservatives. Remember this? During the Obama administration, Republicans claimed that the IRS was unfairly targeting conservative groups for scrutiny. Initially, Democrats downplayed the allegations as they always do, but investigations later confirmed that the IRS did apply extra scrutiny to conservative groups seeking tax-exempt status. And to that I say what? We told you so. Let's talk about Spygate. Republicans were pointing out that the FBI and other agencies improperly spied on the Trump campaign during the 2016 election. Initially dismissed as a baseless conspiracy, the Justice Department's Inspector General later found significant issues with the FBI's handling of surveillance applications during the investigation. Oh, and that it was actually the Hillary Clinton administration that was behind it. We told you so. The Steele dossier, Ukraine's quid pro quo. We told you so. Fast and furious operation. Let's talk about that. Republicans pointed out that the Obama administration for losing track of firearms in a sting operation known as Fast and Furious, which were then used in crimes, initially downplayed by Democrats, because that's what they do if you're picking up on this pattern. Subsequent investigations confirmed these claims and revealed significant operational failures. To put it lightly, and to state it again and again and again, we told you so. Russian collusion narrative. I can go on and on. Republicans argued that the narrative around Trump's collusion with Russia during the 2016 election was bogus. Remember the Mueller report mentioning Russian operatives? Remember the PP report as well? Did not establish that the Trump campaign conspired with the Russian government. In fact, Hillary's administration was tied all up in it. We told you so. We said Joe Biden was a vegetable, that he is in serious cognitive decline way back when. We were called bullies. We were making fun of the elderly. Remember that? We were called delusional, that we were afraid of Joe Biden's chances against Trump. In fact, CNN said that this was the very best version of Joe Biden, and F you if you don't believe it to be true. Remember? On The Morning Joe, Joe Biden is sharp and brilliant and alert behind closed doors, of course, and off camera. And then we saw last Thursday, right? So this is their claim that, you know, he's had a few gaffes on camera, but when he's off camera in meetings and behind closed doors, you know, he's turning backflips and he's solving, you know, he's doing synthetic, you know, math equations. I mean, this man is extremely sharp. He's a genius. Then we saw last Thursday, the economy is what? Transitory. Nope. We told you so. The border is secure. Nope. We told you so. Vaccines won't stop the spread. Nope. We told you so. And the Dems, right now. The savage truth is, we told you so. And that's just the tip of the iceberg, because there's still the matter of the theories behind the January 6th that I believe will truly unfold. The false document case, the sham of a case at Mar-a-Lago, the raid, and the way the case was handled will be just another case of I told you so. So, Democrats, I ask you again, when do the lies stop? When do you just stop with the obsession of power? When? So, savages, we are at an impasse, because although Dems are trying to figure out a way to dump Joe Biden, we need to be strategic. We need to be smart. We need to slow down here. Yes, we can cheer a little bit about last Thursday, but let's recognize that Joe's failure is a victory for us. It's a victory for Trump. And as we all came together as a country, ironically, over Joe Biden's historically bad performance, the single most poor debate performance in American history. Make no debate about that, okay? No qualms about it. We need to recognize that we are indeed at an impasse and we have a problem. You see, Jill Biden is working for us. She's working for us. Let me explain to you what I mean by that. We all saw Jill Biden after debate walk Joe onto the stage, praising him with the low bar of actually not falling asleep and somewhat answering the questions during debate. Congratulations, Joe. You did a great job. You answered all the questions. You knew all the answers. I mean, this was how low the bar was. And for Jill Biden, knowing how cognitively aloof Joe Biden is, this makes her one of the worst wives in history. She is still pushing him to remain in this race. She is determined, as we've stated in previous shows here on The Savage Truth, that she is determined to remain first lady for another term. And she doesn't care if she has to carry him, walk him, escort him, drug him, whatever it takes to remain in the White House with the title of first lady. She will do it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what we want. We should be pro Jill Biden, rooting on her man. She's standing by her man. She is working for us. We want a Donald Trump and a Joe Biden contest, especially after last Thursday. We know this fares favorably for us, this scenario. If they're drudging up Hillary Clinton, well, savages, there's another scenario we need to be cautious of. Not saying Hillary will win. I'm not saying that. It takes a lot, though. I ran for Congress, as you know. It takes a lot to transfer delegates. It takes a lot to transfer funds from one campaign to another. The donor aspect. Listen, I ran for office, like I said, and the transference of funds from a campaign into a PAC is a process. I had minimal funds, right? Joe Biden has a treasury of funds. But the Hillary Clinton factor, if that is, in fact, who they are perhaps considering to slide into the slot, will invigorate the Dems and the donors. We know what we're up against with Joe. Hillary presents a different scenario. We would have to pivot in order to combat her. We want Joe. So in spite of his poor performance, we want him to remain. There's no hope for RFK, right? So getting him in, there's no hope for that. So let that go. A new Democrat presidential candidate will inspire new enthusiasm on the Democratic side. And that doesn't play well in our favor. Let's hope Jill Biden remains stubborn to stay in the White House, convinces her cognitively declined husband, and Kamala Harris, let's hope she stays in. Kamala Harris, however, presents another set of problems for the Democrats. I believe the names I heard were Hillary Clinton and the Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Do not say Michelle Obama. Okay, let's kill that. She is not interested. It's not going to be her. The strongest two candidates I've heard is Hillary Clinton and or the Governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer, who was recently quoted saying she thinks she can actually beat Donald Trump. Now, that makes her delusional, okay? But there's no shortage of delusion on the Democrat side. Speaking of Kamala Harris, and I said I would return to this cringeworthy moment earlier. So Kamala appeared on a pre-recorded skit with actress Taraji P. Henson, who dialed her up to talk about the upcoming presidential battle between President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump. Critics from both sides of the political aisle described her attempt to connect with viewers using modern slang and rap references as painfully awkward. And it was. I saw it. It was awkward. Many Black viewers and voters accused Kamala of pandering through her appearance. This was so awkward. It was so bad. I mean, but I don't know why they're surprised. This is the same person, Kamala Harris, who brought Sexy Red to the Vice President Mansion back in February for Black History Month. So, I mean, I don't know why everyone expects anything different. Her efforts to appear relatable were broadly perceived as forced and inauthentic, and it was. So here's what happened. So Taraji, in the video, voiced concerns to Kamala about the critical issues at stake in the upcoming election, right? Kamala, the fake and the phony Kamala Harris, responds like this. Yeah, girl, I'm out here in these streets. And let me tell you, you're right, Taraji. There is so much at stake at this moment. The majority of us believe in freedom and equality, but these extremists, as they say, they not like us. Now, for those of you who don't know, Kamala used a reference to Kendrick Lamar's Not Like Us to emphasize her point about opposing political extremists. And just as Hillary said she carries hot sauce in her purse, right? You remember that? And AOC always changes her accents to this urban or Ebonic drawl, or her version of Ebonics and that drawl when she addresses Black voters. And Joe Biden, of course, saying you ain't Black if you don't know if you're voting for him or Donald Trump. Kamala uses a rap reference and Ebonics in her awkward and inauthentic attempt to connect to Black voters. Very similar to the time when she was speaking to Jamaicans, because she's from Jamaica, right? And she referred to them all under the assumed assertion that because they're all from Jamaica, they all smoke weed, right? This is the Democratic Party. They are out of touch, and the only people they truly connect to are the elite. Insulting, pandering to demographics of people who are out of the elite class. Insulting in every way, making promises to which they have no intention of keeping. I think the writing's on the wall. Now, that being said, we are still 4 months away from election with early voting in September. Not sure who the Democrat nominee will be, but we need to be prepared. We have been saying the obvious and seeing the obvious with Joe Biden when no one else on the left wanted to acknowledge or admit, right? The left media didn't want to admit, and the left voters didn't want to see. My family members are in there, okay? At this point, watching Joe Biden's decline has become a bit sad, right? It's sad to watch, and it's tough to watch someone decline before our eyes. But Jill Biden is responsible for putting him out there. The people in his administration are responsible for putting him out there. Now, I try to keep in mind at all times that though this is sad to watch, these people are not our friends, and they wish to remain in power to destroy our country, take away our freedoms, and redefine what America is. Here's the savage truth. It is my hope that Donald Trump keeps the Walking Dead as an opponent come November. This is my hope because we need him in office in order to begin this long and tedious journey of getting our country back. Last Thursday, Biden made a gaffe after gaffe after gaffe. This was the earliest televised presidential debate in U.S. history, occurring, of course, before the nominating convention of either party. The Democratic camp argued for this for a reason. The timing was not an accident. This is what they asked for. And Biden said all along, watch me. Okay, so we did. We watched him. We saw him. We watched him crumble on the national stage and fail to prove his ability and competency for the most challenging and the most difficult, yet most prestigious, significant, and powerful position in the world, President of the United States. Now, we want Joe Biden to remain in because it's a victory to us. But the Dems owe this answer to the American people of who actually is running the country. Who's been running the country for the last 4 years? Who's actually running the United States of America? There isn't a single person who watched the debate last Thursday who believes that it's Joe Biden that's running this country. The American people deserve the truth now from the Democratic Party, okay? And if they go on to say that it's Joe running and leading the country after last Thursday, we now know, as we always knew, that this is a flat out lie. We deserve a government. We deserve a leader that will be honest with us. We need the savage truth because our safety and our security depends on it. Our safety and our security depends on it. Please like, share, subscribe, and leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. And as always, remember, be bold, be strong, be faithful, be true. Till next time, I'm Cicely.
The Savage Truth with Cicely Davis is a production of Front Page Magazine and the David Horowitz Freedom Center. Reproduction of this podcast without express written consent is prohibited.